it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Well, hello again. Hello, 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 and welcome aboard for another round of music and merriment. We have another great show lined up for you this week. We have, we've got some great new music, some guests coming into the studio to talk with us, and we want to thank you, our listeners around the world, for being here, and our listeners especially in Rochester, New York, who pick us up on Rochester Free Radio, WRFZ, FM 106.3. We appreciate having you with us in the beautiful upstate New York City of Rochester. Also, a thank you to our house band, Titty Bingo, that provides our theme music for us each week. And a sneak tip also, they do some great rock and roll. You can check them out online at their website, tittybingo.com. And a sneak tip that we've learned, I understand they're working on some new merch coming up, okay? They got some new merch, one item coming up that I guarantee will knock your socks off. Be listening for that. Yeah, not sure when, and don't tell them I told you, but I've heard they've got some new merch coming up. Yes, they've got some new music, too. I guess that's what I was trying to say. John Bon Jovial, what are you trying to say?
Well, I do want to let you know that you left something out just a minute ago. The mirth.
And I...
Music, mirth, and merriment.
Oh, did
here
I
here on the David Bowers Awards.
And I did not thank you, the legendary John Bon Jovial, so thank you very much.
Legendary John Bon Jovial, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. How's your week been?
Been a pretty decent week. It's... As people will know that listen to this live when it's on next week, that we record on the Monday prior to the weekend the show plays. So this is Memorial Weekend, and we purposely don't mention that kind of stuff because we try not to date these shows. But, hey, what the heck? This is being recorded on Monday, Memorial Day, the end of Memorial Weekend. So had a pretty good week and a pretty nice holiday so far. Warming up a little bit. We're up to 105 today, but they tell us it's going to cool down a little now. We're going to drop down below 100. We'll only be in the 90s. So it's going to cool down a little.
Yeah, and here in Camp Swampy, we've been up into the mid-90s, and the humidity's been about 80%. And the state bird is coming out. The helicopter-sized mosquitoes are starting to make their presence now. So all in all, you know, it's a very charming place. You know, they said, move to Florida, they said. It's paradise, they said. Well, sometimes.
Well, you know, that's one thing I've learned. Every place has its pluses and negatives. You know, it's just the way it is. You go up north, you got 4 months of winter and a couple of months of poor skiing. And you come down south, you got heat. You go to the deep southeast, you got heat and humidity. You come out here, you just got intolerable heat. You know, you got to take the bad with the good.
Well, there's you, and you're pretty intolerable, too, so, you know, I can appreciate that.
Well, I thank you very much. On that note, I think we'll move right along into our music, because with all this talk of the heat, we've got some pretty cool music this week. Think you're going to like it?
Indeed,
we're going to go
to
the first song right now. This is a Netherlands-based duo that's starting to make some noise over in Europe, and I have a feeling they're going to make some noise over here, too. They call themselves Giraffe. Without the E on the end, I'm not sure why, but maybe they only wanted to go six letters and just drop the E. But anyway, they debuted in 2013 and put in a late bid for the anthem of the summer last year. They're found on SoundCloud, Facebook eventually, and they have a new single, and we're going to play it right now. This is a group called Giraffe from the Netherlands. It's called Raining.
Speak my mind, I won't take it anymore, so I will pack my bags. This time I won't be so kind. You know where's the door, 'cause I don't want you anymore, and I'm done.
You're listening to the David Bowers Awards. And if you're an artist who'd like to have your music featured on our show, please write us at david@thedavidbowers.com.
And there you have it. That's called Rainin'. The group is Giraffe. They're from the Netherlands. And I should clarify, I said they can be found on SoundCloud and Facebook eventually. And I say eventually because anybody that's ever used Facebook's search program knows that it's shaky at best. And I had found I had found Giraffe, and I was looking to see where else they could be found online, and Facebook sort of refused to let me find them for a while, but finally I got through all the garbage, and amazing, they were on Facebook. So if you search for Giraffe on Facebook, it's G-I-R-A-F-F, and don't let them tell you it isn't, okay? They are there. What'd you think, John Bon Jovi? I thought it was, I thought it's a rather commercial pop tune. You got a good sound to it.
I was just going to say that. It's got a nice pop feel to it. It's got a bounce that's very commercial. And that I can conceivably, I can see that getting airplay on mainstream terrestrial radio. It's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, I agree. It's got a nice commercial sound, and as you said, it's cheerful, and it's fun music. It's music you could listen to.
It is, yeah. It's a toe tapper.
And you've got
you're cueing me.
You've got words for it.
I have words. I have several words. Most of them are worthless, but this little bit of wisdom I shall impart upon y'all today, that's how we say it here in the South. I just want to let you know that coming up on the David Bowers Awards, we've got country music star Brandon Maddox and the groovolutionary artist Ellie Van. Very interesting music from both parties here. We're going to be speaking with them in just a few minutes. But first, we've got more new indie music. We've got another song to play. David, tell us all about it.
You got it. I just wanted to be sure. And you said you had a few other words you could say. I hope some of them are legal to have on the air.
Most of them could be legal.
Good.
Some of them, most of them, you know,
I am relieved.
Depends on how you interpret it.
Okay, I am relieved. All right. Coming up here next, we have a gentleman by the name of Sarantos. Okay, his unique sound has been best described by industry insiders as emotionally powerful vocal style masterfully united with music that is a fusion of classic 80s rock blended with modern soft rock and pop music. I hope you got all of that. I'll let you decide for yourself how you would classify it, because we found if anything is true in music today, it's that we don't need any more classification, so we try not to classify any more than we have to, but I think you're going to like this. It's by Sarantos. It's called Why Ask Why.
Expect to go on a ride.
tranquility. Where there's trouble in the Middle East, they say. It's what we are fed. But is it really, really that mean? But I'll tell you. The one thing I've learned in my life. Sometimes you just never, ever know.
There you go. That's Sorrento's Why Ask Why. And again, I think it's sounds a little redundant, but it's a nice, light, breezy, listenable pop sound. I think the message is probably a bit heavier than the song we listened before, but I think it's a good listenable pop sound and could get some airplay.
Kind of reminds me of the old beer commercials, Why Ask Why.
Yes,
you remember
right,
those?
I think
the best one of all of them were, why are foreign films so foreign?
But getting back
but yeah,
to
it had
artist.
A nice snappy beat to it. It's, you know, it's a commercial song. I've heard worse, I've heard better. And I do believe personally that if he wants to, you know, get a hit, he's got a good foundation to build on. I think he needs to polish it a little bit, but he's got a really good base to start with.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you absolutely have a few other words on Internet security that you'd like to impart upon us for a few seconds.
I do. Internet security is a very big deal, and, you know, there's some people that can help you out there. They help us. Matter of fact, they underwrite this show every single week with their generosity and allowing us to use their studios, and that is Computer Help USA. That's Computer Help USA. They are located in Naples, Florida, in Southwest Florida. And so if you're in the Southwest Florida area, you can visit them. But if you're anywhere in the country, of course, you can always call them, and they can connect with you remotely through the Internet. But security has become a very big deal. And same with these viruses now that are holding your data for ransom. It's called ransomware. And Computer Help USA can help you with that, most importantly, help you in the prevention of that. And that's really where you want to be. Computer Help USA, they've been helping us for years now. They've been helping David Bowers now for about 15 years. And you can reach them the old-fashioned way on the telephone at area code 239-596-6112. You can also reach them on their website, which is www.comphelpusa.com. And, of course, find them on the usual places on social media, Twitter and Facebook et al. So Computer Help USA, they've been helping us, and I know they can help you too. David?
Okay, thank you very much, John Bon Jovial. And we have our next guest standing by to talk with us. He'll be along to talk with us in probably about 4 minutes or so, give or take. We're going to play his release called Dixie Chaser. And in its first week of release, the single was picked up by so many radio stations it reached number 16 on the charts and now has to date a little over 5,000 spins nationwide on radio and is still being added to more new stations. What are radio programmers and personalities saying about Dixie Chaser? Well, we're going to find out what you've got to say about it and then have a talk with the artist who does it. So let's listen. Brandon Maddox. This is called Dixie Chaser.
Good friend told me New York City is a sight to see. The girls are romp about a yeehaw. Love a hay out deep south backwoods draw. Made me a beeline to the bright lights pulled and lit one night. Found a spot called the Lone Star. City slickers take on a country bar. Girls gathered round to hear me talk. I had them roped in like a cattle call. But a down-home voice knocked me out like I had about four more rounds. Like sweet Kentucky bourbon, she got my pulse working. Smooth as Southern comfort, hot as white lightning. Flowing from a steel in the feed, my pine smoke. In Little Vixen from below the Mason-Dixon, I'm the trail of this top shelf 100 proof heartbreaker. She's a shot of Dixie and I'm a Dixie chaser. I said, y'all, it's been grand. Took that Southern Belle by the hand, raced out the door to my 4x4 and was down on that beat of four. In a spot the cops worked off. Hit a hotel, then grabbed the key. In room 303. Like sweet Kentucky bourbon, she got my pulse of working. Smooth as Southern comfort, hot as white lightning. Flowing from the steel in the feed, my pine smoke. In Little Vixen from below the Mason-Dixon, I'm on the trail of this top shelf 100 proof heartbreaker. She's a shot of Dixie.
Kayla, and you're listening to The David Bowers.
And that was Dixie Chaser by a gentleman who has been called an artist who's country to the core. So saith Bill Hughes of New Country Brew syndicated radio show. So let's talk to the gentleman right now. Come on in here and join us. Brandon Maddox, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, David.
Always glad to have him.
fellow country artist on here. I spent, John and I both, as a matter of fact, spent a few years in country radio down Florida way. And, hey, some good stuff coming out of country. And the thing I like about your music right up front is the fact that it is really country. It's not this, there seems to be a trend to a more rock country sound. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but myself, I kind of lean towards the pure country sound, the original, the classic country, and you sure do have that sound.
Well, thank you. Yes, that's something that, as far as musical taste, I myself love that style a whole lot better than what's being put out these days with country or quote country music. A lot of it's just bro country without, to me, the melody is really missing, and it's a lot of rhythm, it's a lot of beats, but that's more of an urban sound. It's not really country,
yeah.
So.
Exactly. I understand that music and genres, genres are for the most part a commercial necessity. You know, you've got to pigeonhole everything. And I understand that country, like all other forms of music, grows and changes over a period of time. But as I said, I kind of like the old, the classic country sound, and you do carry a bunch of that with you. Now, this Dixie Chaser of yours seems to be making quite a bit of noise around the country.
Yeah, it's gotten over 6,000 spins on radio stations, so I'm glad that they picked it up and liked it as much as they did, and people have been requesting it, too. My fans have been calling it in and tweeting about it, and they really dig the song, but I think that there's a lot more to come as well with new songs that will be released as well to radio. So, yeah, Dixie Chaser has done an awesome job, and, it's a good dance type song, kind of like a line dancing.
Yeah, and it's got a good hook to it and some good instrumentation backing you up. I know that you got some fancy fiddle work in there. Who are the artists that are backing you on this?
Yeah, the guy that played fiddle was named Joe, and he's played with Tracy Lawrence. He was with him and Joe Diffie. I'm pretty sure those are two artists that he played with. So he's from the 90s crowd that really rocked, brought some good fiddle playing. And then some of the other guys are Tim Galloway on the guitar. He plays for Gary Allen, tours with him. And these guys are just, session guys that play in groups from Montgomery Gentry to Gary Allen, as I mentioned, and guys out of the 90s. So fantastic musicianship on that song. And
hats off to them. I've noticed you get some pretty good names that you've worked with there. As a matter of fact, you've performed on stage with Brett Eldridge too, if I remember correctly.
That's right. Yeah, and that was just an amazing time. Amazing how that came together. I'd known Brett briefly before that time, and it was neat to get to play with somebody, perform with somebody that was, that I'd known before, and then fate just brought us together on the stage one night.
Sometimes that's the best way. When it just happens, it happens, and that definitely pays off. That's a great thing. You've performed with some really heavyweights. I know you've done some album work with Reba's band. How did you happen to hook up with them?
Yeah, I'm really good friends with her keyboard player and band leader, and with her entire band, but mainly with Doug Sizemore. My dad went to school with Doug.
Oh, really?
Years ago, yeah, and they both grew up in Chattanooga area, and that's where I'm from. So my dad and Doug grew up, and one day in 2009, my dad said, "Would you mind listening to some of my son's songs? He's up in Nashville," and Doug said, "Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all." So he responded right back to my dad and said, "I'll take a listen." So he heard the stuff, and then he wanted to write some songs together, and we've been writing some songs since that time. And he said one night, if you would like me to produce your album, then I would be totally up for it. And I said, well, I'm totally up for you producing the album. So it was really, really great. And he's helped out in so many ways. He's just an awesome, awesome person.
That is great. When the people get together and work together like that, that's amazing. And having a start with your dad, knowing them like that, it's like everything is just coming together naturally for you, and I'm really glad to hear that. John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there. I know you're just gnawing at the bit wanting to get into this conversation. Jump on in here.
Well, gee, thank you very much, David. You know, Brandon, you pretty much have answered the question that I was going to ask you about. And, you know, of course, influences on your music, your style. And, of course, you know, they say that good parenting makes a good child. And if your music is any example of that, then you got a hell of a set of parents, because I got to tell you, that's some good foot stomping music, and I have just truly enjoyed listening to it.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure that they would definitely thank you if they could, if they were on the call with us here. But yeah, I can't say enough for them. They've always been great examples as far as somebody I can aspire to, especially considering that so many people don't have very good examples to go by in the world today. So it's great that they did, and they have in recent years really come out of the woodwork and supported me in this dream, and it's great to have their support with that.
Well, Brandon, you alluded.
It shows. It really shows. I'm sorry, David. I didn't mean to step on you. I'll step back and let you continue.
Not at all. No problem, John Bon Jovi. We've been stepping on each other's toes for 40 years now.
That's true.
One more time ain't going to hurt. But, Brandon, you alluded to the fact that you've got a very busy summer coming up. Can you clue us in on some of the happenings that are going to be keeping you busy this summer?
Yeah, it's still in the evolving phase, because as of probably the last 2 weeks, I've added like 3 festivals to the schedule. So those have come out of the woodwork. But I've got shows in Minnesota coming up. I've got shows in Michigan. Tomorrow, I'm leaving for Louisville, Kentucky. I've got a show in Louisville tomorrow. And then it's on to Plymouth, Indiana, where I have another show. And then it's on up to Manistee, Michigan, in the northwest portion of Michigan. And we've got 3 shows in Manistee for this event. That's kind of what made the tour all happen and kicked it off. But it's called Nashville Comes to Manistee.
All
so
right.
It'll be original music coming to Manistee, Michigan. And that's a friend of mine put that together. He's got some property up in Manistee, and he decided to make this event. So
awesome.
We're going to be doing that for those 3 days, and then then I was down in Florida playing a place in Goodland, Florida, called the Little Bar. And at the Little Bar, I guess it was 2015 or 16, because I've gone both years, I'd met some people who had a bar up in, owned 2 bars up in Michigan. And I just thought to give them a call and touch base with them. I hadn't really touched base with them since then, but they remembered who I was, and they decided to book me at both of their bars. So I've got shows on the Tuesday, the 6th, in Midland, Michigan, and then followed by a show in St. Clair Shores, where they own another place, the Blossom Heath Inn, which is a pretty big kind of place, pretty swank place, that's going to be there on Wednesday the 7th. So then we come on back home after that, and then we're here for 2 days. We got shows both of those days, including a house concert and another show, and then we're on up to Minnesota. Got shows for 2 weeks up, going up to Minnesota and back. And then we've got a pretty crazy July too, heading to the East Coast. So my schedule's up at bandsintown.com/Brandon Maddox Music. So if anybody wants to go there and see the schedule, that's you'll see a pretty full schedule. And I've even got some shows I'm going to be adding tonight that just got added. So I'm constantly updating that, and I'm getting some booking agents coming on board. But these have all been booked pretty much by me. 95% of them.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And I'm glad you brought that up, because before we run out of time here, I did want to be sure that you spread the word, because, of course, the listeners can't sit there and take notes as fast as we can tell them what's going on. So why don't you run that by them? Tell them how they can find you on social media and your schedule and everything. Tell them how they can find you.
Absolutely. Facebook.com/Brandon Maddox Music. That's MADDOX, Brandon Maddox Music on Facebook. And if you don't find me right off the bat on that, go to Pages, your Pages tab across the top, and it should pop up if you just look under Brandon Maddox. Also, Twitter and Instagram at BMAD Music on those sites. We love your follow on there. Also, I've got Bands in Town, which is bandsintown.com, Brandon Maddox Music, / Brandon Maddox Music. And then BrandonMaddoxMusic.com, you can find all of them. So if you just go to the official website and click some links, do a little digging around there. I don't know if it's that. I'm not sure. I haven't been there in a while. But if you go there on the homepage, I think it's on the homepage where you can go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. And then,
all right, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say that I got a new song coming out. People have been asking about more material, and there's a new song going to be hitting the radio coming up in the late summer, early fall.
I was going to mention that. Yes, you had mentioned to me that you were working on some new material, and we'd love to have you come back and share it with us when it's ready. If you care to, the door is always open here for you, Brandon.
Thank you. I think you'll really like it.
I think we will, too. And before we let you go, in the seconds we have left, tell us a little bit about this next track we're going to play called Living on Sunshine.
Yeah, Living on Sunshine has actually been looked at by the California Tourism Department as far as bringing tourists into California. That's a recent development with it. It's an original song I wrote with a lady who had some success in the music business and with a young artist that we were writing with at the time. And the song got picked up by a completely different artist in 2015. It was pitched to this other artist named Curtis Braley. And Curtis in Texas recorded this song. He's based in Texas. And he released it on Texas radio as a single, and it did pretty well for him, got him started. So Living on Sunshine, it's a fun up-tempo song. You'll enjoy it.
Great. Thank you so much, and thank you for spending time with us today, Brandon. So glad to have you on board. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you very much, David. Appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Maddox, this is Living on Sunshine.
Throughout the map, don't care where we're going now. All
And there you have it. Brendan Maddox, that's Living on Sunshine. Thank you very much. Right here on the David Bowers Awards, our next guest, Ellie Venn, is standing by, and we'll speak with her right after we let you hear what she sounds like. This is Ellie Venn, and it's called Under My Skin.
Open, not afraid. Life seems tailor-made. Things that I believe are not now what I see. Under
This is Rob Parisi listening to The David Bowers playing that funky music.
And there you go, Ellie Venn, and it's called Under My Skin. Let's bring her in right now and have a talk with her and listen to her, or find out about her music and also what she calls groovolutionary. Wow, that's a tough one to say, Ellie. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm groovy. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, I'm still trying to pronounce that word. I was gonna ask you how you came up with the word, but I'm tempted to ask you why you came up with it. That's a tongue twister.
You know, I think that it's groovolutionary. I'm a self-proclaimed groovolutionary. It's about engaging in one's own creative revolution, not being so married to what we believe other people's expectations to be, but to partake in creative pursuit, you know, like passionately and
gotcha.
Confidently.
I like it. I like it. It's a good concept.
Yeah, so you're going with your heart then, and not what the consultants say.
That's the thing, and sometimes it works out for us, and sometimes it doesn't, but gosh, it's always more fun when you're doing it.
Absolutely. Your most I think
you get right?
You get a lot more out of it that way, too, because you're not confining yourselves. And we've discussed this in many times here, the fact that you can get too involved in pigeonholing and categorizing, and it's sometimes you just have to color outside of the lines.
I think rules exist for a reason, and so there's, you know, boundaries are healthy, but I think when it comes to being truly creative, or even truly great, really, you know, truly revolutionary, like, you know, Einstein's mom did not say, like, oh, here's the way you get to the theory of relativity.
Right.
You know, nobody did that, you know?
Right.
You know, it takes creative thought in order to make sense of things, even sometimes, just to sort of expand ourselves. And I think, you know, I mean, I'm definitely, it's not like I march along all day long super confident in every single creative thought that I have. It's actually far from that. Sometimes I really, most of the time, I have to really, you know, decide to remain focused and positive about the choice to, you know, do what I do. So, that's all about.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background, what you've done in the past, because I'm going to get to another point that I found about you, about your being back at work. Tell us about what you've done in the past first.
Oh, gosh, well, I'm not sure what exactly you're referring to, because I've had many, many jobs, but...
well, I mean, as far as your music up to now, the work you've done, because we're restricted with time, we can't play a whole bunch of your older music,
So
just learn a little bit about Ellie Venn and where you've been.
Yeah, well, I just decided to... I had an itch. I thought I could write a song. I talked to some people who knew some people in Minneapolis. I went there on a fluke on a weekend. I came back with three songs. That was the start of it. They were little Prince dancers that just wanted to be able to record. That sort of gave me a bit of confidence. I was able to MacGyver an entire album's worth of work with all sorts of different people, fun people, like from, you know, but it was more live. And you feel like motels people, and then this guy Terry Santiel that I still work with, you know, with Rose Royce, and he goes with Justin Timberlake now, but he's an amazing percussionist producer. And but then the big comment on album one, The 11th Hour, was make it more danceable. So I had the opportunity to, first of all, work with some people in England. Then I decided I'm just going to go with some remixes. This is kind of fun just to see what other people do with my melodies. And so that led to my relationship with DJ Swamp and Project 11, which led to like 7 or 8 releases of all different DJ variations of songs. So that was super fun on vinyl and CD. And then that actually was when Then You Can Find Me happened, and I had a really fun animated video. Anyways, and so then I basically, everything was good, but not, you know, it was a lot to manage, obviously, independently. And then life kind of happened. My sister got really sick and my mom got really sick, and I sort of retreated for a while because I had to take care of that. And then these new songs have emerged, and one of those is Sun Up, and it's sort of a real marriage of what I think is my electronic hip-hoppy sound and also, I don't know, just it's just so much funkier. It's so much more in the pocket. It's so much undeniably musical, so I'm really excited about it, and I think it's...
I don't blame you, and we're going to be playing that in just a couple of minutes, and before I get to my next question, I want to turn the mic over to John Bon Jovi, who has something he'd like to insert here.
Well, yeah, Ellie, I wanted to ask you about Living on Sunshine, because I'm listening, this is, I think, the second time that I've heard it, and I'm hearing a distinct techno sound in there, a funk kind of a sound, a dance club kind of a sound. Is this what you're shooting for? And if so, what I want to know is, who are your influences on this that have led you in this direction?
I don't even know. Gosh, I mean, I love Sade. I love... you know,
I didn't even think about Sade. That's a great example. I can hear that in there too.
Yeah, I love like Marvin Gaye level things like that. But you know, honestly, you know, I went on a week with some friends recently, and I thought I don't listen to almost enough music. I barely listen to other people's music. We get to play Trivial Pursuit. I'm telling you, my like knowledge is, I'm just so immersed in what I want to hear, and I don't. anyways, my favorite is Sade. That's actually just, I can say that.
Okay, and you have done an excellent job of bringing people up to date and familiarizing them with your past in a short period of time. Thank you very much. I wanted to move on to a point that you brought up, or was brought up about you, and that is that you are back at work with a longtime collaborator.
Yeah, Prodigy and I are back at work, so that's like super exciting. He is a West Coast hip hopper, and he's just so musical and wonderful. And, you know, in his music, his solo project is a little bit different than what we do together, but we have a great time, and hopefully we'll be doing some shows this fall, too, so that's exciting.
It is, and that's why I wanted you to be sure and mention him. Tell us a little bit, because both songs, Under My Skin, which we just played, and your new release, Sun Up, which we're getting to in just a few moments here, they both show that they feature Prodigy. What did he do on the songs? I mean, what part did he play in the actual
music?
No,
actually, Under My Skin was all DJ Swamp, but
I got you.
Sun Up, he came up with the original loop for that jam, and then he also is my male counterpart on it, so he's written lyrics as well.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
So he's got his parts, and I've written my part.
And I've got to ask you one other question, which is completely out of the context of what we're discussing here, but I'm just curious, because I noticed your name came up to me with no caps, and at first I thought it was 11, and I looked at it and I said, wait a minute, how did you come up with your name?
Ellie Venn. Well, I moved into apartment 1111. When I separated from someone I should not have married impulsively. And it was the beginning of, the person, though, you know, a lovely guy, like, anytime I would want to do something really fun and creative, he'd be like, you know, that's the difference between you and I don't give a shit whether or not we do this, you know? And it's sort of like, okay, you party pooper. You know what I mean? Like, I can really see that the next 50 years of my life is going to be a blast with you. This is great. So the whole Ellie Venn thing was more like, I want to align myself with people who are equal in height and girth, separate but united, indivisible, you know, not carrying dead weight, you know, be tall, be
sure.
Forward, you know, be upright, and be moving forward, you know, not, you know, just, you know, and that really, so I don't know, I came up with all these different ideas, and then I was moved into apartment 1111, and I don't know. I just thought Ellie Venn, that'd be so fun. I don't know. Nobody else has it. And I kept on seeing the 1111 everywhere, and then there's all the cosmic attachments to it, and I really appreciate that. And it's right up my alley. And yeah.
Well, then so I wasn't really so far off in picking up the relationship to the number 11 in your names. That's
absolutely
very interesting.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah,
in
and
the
I
short
actually, I used to on every... On every album, I used to put 11 songs, too.
Did you? Neat. I did not know. Tell us in the short time we have left, tell us about this song that is your new release that we're going to be playing here momentarily, called Sun Up.
Sun Up is a really funky jam. My video actually has my band in it, Tony, Jody, Freakface, and Prodigy, which normally, you know, some of the videos I've done have been a little bit more artsy and not full band necessarily, so that's another treat. And it's just danceable, and it's about appreciating the people you love.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Ellie Venn. She is, where can they find you online?
EllieVenn.com, EllieVenn.com.
Okay, there you go. You find her online at ellievenn.com. Look for her on a new track we're going to play right now, and here it is. It's called Sun Up.
Expanding, but I lost, and now I see through. crazy weather. They're reminiscing about the last time we were together. It sort of feels like forever, forever and a day even. Sometimes I hurt so bad it's like I'm having trouble breathing. But then I'm thinking about the things you said. When life makes you want to cry, try your best to smile instead. So now I try to smile, I hurt away. I still hurt today, but hoping it gets just a little bit better every day.
There's no sun up in the sky.
Stand tall, cause everything you used to say to me, I keep it all in my heart, cause even when I hurt, I still evolve to be the better me you used to see. You saw it all, cause every time I got defeated, you would say you saw it like me. That's how you kept a little fight with me. You sort of right me. Now I'm all alone and it sort of frightens me. I know another you there would never be.
There's no sun up in the sky.
There you have it. That's Sun Up. Her name is Ellie Venn. We thank her, and we also thank Brendan Maddox for spending time with us this afternoon, sharing their stories and their music. And we especially thank you, our listeners, for being with us, and remind you that your word is great with us. We want to know what you think of the show, the music, the artists, and anybody that you think might be a good bet to have on the show. If you're an artist and you'd like to share your music on the show, or perhaps even be a guest on the show, drop us a line. Email is david@thedavidbowers.com. Drop us a line, tell us what you've got in mind, and be sure and send us a link to your EPK or your music and bio, or at least your homepage, so we have a page we can check out your music, what you do, and some of your history. We'd like to know as much as we can find out about you. So if you have any questions, the email is david@thedavidbowers.com. Thank you to our guests once again. Thank you to our listeners. Be sure and sign up to follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Twitter and Facebook, so that you don't miss anything. And again, artists, remember you can find all of our previous Rockstar 101 tips, which we have new ones up daily, posted on Twitter and Facebook. Simply search #Rockstar101. It's as simple as that. Search Rockstar 101 on Facebook or Twitter, or any other social media page that uses hashtags, and you'll bring up a library of tips for emerging indie musicians and artists to use. John Bon Jovi will take us home.
Words of goodbye-ness, yes, for another week. It's been a great show. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. And I just want to reiterate what David just said. Artists, if you'd like to have your music played on the David Bowers Awards, please be sure to send your EPKs to david@thedavidbowers.com for your chance to be on the radio. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, okay, anyway, the David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world through the facilities of Computer Help USA Studios in Naples, Florida, and the High Desert in Phoenix, Arizona. We are available for free download on Blog Talk Radio and also on iTunes, 365 Internet Radio, and Spreaker. And be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and like The David Bowers on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter as well. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, and that's Rochester Free Radio, and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific, and of course 7 p.m., that's Greenwich time, for more great indie music and talk with the artists who make it happen. So until next week, for the David Bowers Awards and Nick the Geek, Hopalong Sarcassidy, and all the other morons here, this is John Bon Jovial saying we will see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.